In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let the earth be separated from the sea. And it was so. And God said, let there be trees that produce their own seeds. And different plants that produce their own seeds, and they bear fruit according to their own seeds. God said those things in the beginning. He said, let there be light. And there has been light ever since the beginning. The light has never failed. There is still light today. Why is there light today? It's because God said, let there be light. And it was so. Do you know why the sea and the land are still separated today? Because God said it, and it was so. Do you know why we still have coconut trees producing coconuts? Because God said for it to be that way. That's why it is that way. Because the eternal God of heaven said something. And when God said something, it is so. I'd like to turn to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation 14 and verse 6. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. If an angel came flying through heaven tonight and had a message, would you want to know what that message was? You know what message the angel has? It is the everlasting gospel. It is the word that God spoke. And it was so. And it is a word that will not change all the way from here to the judgment day. I saw an angel flying through heaven, John said. And he had something to preach. It was the everlasting gospel. And he's preaching that to everyone that lives on the earth. Every nation, every people, every tribe on the earth. This everlasting gospel is to go to all people. I'm glad that it goes to all people. I'm glad that it's not just reserved for the Jews. And I'm glad that everlasting gospel reached me. In verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him. And for the hour of His judgment is come. And worship Him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of water. So what is the message of the everlasting gospel tonight? It is, fear God. I believe there's too little fear of God today.
Yes.
People are going out and they're killing and stealing and they're committing adultery.
Amen.
And they're doing all kinds of wicked things and they don't seem to have any of the fear of God in their hearts.
Amen.
That is still the everlasting gospel tonight.
Yes.
It is for people to fear God.
Yes.
Because He is a God of vengeance.
Yes.
He is a holy God. And His eyes are going throughout all the earth and He's beholding the good and the evil.
Amen.
If you don't have the fear of God tonight, that's a part of the gospel,
yes,
that you are to fear God. And it says, give glory to Him. Too many people are giving glory to man. Man does not deserve the glory.
Amen.
Man is nothing in comparison with God.
Yes.
So part of the everlasting gospel is, give glory to God.
Yes.
He is the one that deserves the praise.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and here is more of the everlasting gospel. It says, the hour of His judgment is come. He is a God that judges the whole earth. He's looking into the heart of every man and every woman. Every boy and every girl, God is looking into your heart tonight.
Yes.
And the hour of His judgment has come.
Yes.
Some people are called out of this life. Some were called out right here on the island today.
Amen.
Called out into eternity. The hour of judgment has come.
Amen.
We need to get out and preach to the world
Amen.
About the judgment of God.
Yes.
People are going right off into eternity. And they don't have the fear of God in their hearts.
Amen.
They don't seem to be worried about facing an eternal God. I was reading about some men that were on death row in the United States. They were in prison and they had a death sentence. And some of these men, as the hour got close, oh, they were afraid. But others just went out like nothing was wrong. And maybe they were guilty of murder or guilty of awful sins. And they would just go right on out, facing God into eternity, not worried. Let me tell you, the hour of His judgment has come.
Amen.
We need to preach this to the world. We need to get the fear of God in hearts of people out there.
Amen.
My burden tonight is the everlasting gospel. It is a gospel that was here before I was.
Amen.
And it is a gospel that will keep going on even though I may die.
Yes.
It is the everlasting gospel.
Yes.
It is an important message. It's so important that we need to get it out to the world.
Amen.
That we need to fear God.
Yes.
We need to realize He is a God of judgment.
Amen.
We need to fall down before Him and worship Him in purity and in holiness.
Yes.
There is only one everlasting gospel.
Amen.
Since the creation, men have invented many religions.
Amen.
They have created many idols.
Yes.
Here on the mainland of Honduras, we had the Mayan Indians. And the Mayan Indians would worship the sun. And they would offer sacrifices. They would kill people and offer the heart to the sun. They would worship all these gods. They had their idols. They invented many religions.
Amen.
But I ask you today, where are the gods of the Mayan Indians?
Amen.
Where are their big cities? Where are their temples of worship?
Amen.
There is only one
yes.
everlasting gospel. Back in Ephesus 2,000 years ago, they were disturbed because people came in preaching the everlasting gospel.
Amen.
They preached Jesus and Jesus resurrected from
yes.
the dead. And all the people were upset. They weren't used to hearing about Jesus.
Amen.
They were used to worshiping the goddess Diana.
Yes.
And they got so upset about the everlasting gospel
Amen.
That for 3 hours they said, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians.
Amen.
Great is Diana of the Ephesians." But I tell you, there is only one everlasting gospel.
Amen.
I want to ask you tonight, where is Diana?
Amen.
Where is her temple?
Yes.
Where are the large congregations of worshipers?
Amen.
Could we get people here on this island to get together and shout, "Oh, great is Diana"?
No.
Where are they? There is one everlasting gospel.
Amen.
That is my burden tonight.
Yes.
This everlasting gospel
Amen.
That lasts beyond all these religions made by man.
Yes.
Have you heard the everlasting gospel tonight?
Amen.
Is it working something in your heart and life?
Amen.
There's a reason that it's everlasting, and that's because God spoke it.
Amen.
Tonight. There have been many gods. There have been many messages that have gone out
Amen.
That there is one
yes.
everlasting gospel.
Yes.
There have been many things that people have put out and said, "This is the truth."
Amen.
Oh, we found something new. Now we understand what the truth is. But I tell you, there is a gospel
Amen.
That has been here since God spoke it.
Yes.
And it is the same gospel that will go all the way to the judgment.
Amen.
It is the gospel that I am going to be judged by when
yes.
I stand before a holy God.
Yes.
And
Amen.
It is the gospel that will judge each one
yes.
of you here tonight.
Yes.
It is not the gospel of Islam.
No.
It is not the gospel of the Mayan Indians.
Oh.
It is not Diana of the Ephesians.
Amen.
But it is the gospel of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Do you believe it tonight? Has it done something in your heart tonight?
Amen.
Yes,
oh, this everlasting gospel.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
In Galatians chapter 1.
Thank you, Lord.
Galatians 1 and verse 6 says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. There is one everlasting gospel. There is one truth, one Lord, one faith.
Yes.
And Paul says, I marvel. I'm amazed that so quickly after you heard the everlasting gospel,
Amen.
That someone has moved you into another gospel. Oh, I have a burden tonight
Amen.
That we get a hold of the everlasting gospel
yes.
and we not get moved into some other gospel.
Uh-huh.
This other gospel, verse 7, he says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you. That would pervert the gospel of Christ. To pervert it means to turn from what is right.
Amen.
If you've heard the everlasting gospel, if it has worked a work in your life, don't let anybody turn you from that.
Amen.
Don't let any man take thy crown and turn you to another gospel. Verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you
Amen.
Than that which we have preached
yes.
unto you, let him be accursed.
Amen.
Oh, when God says something, it is so.
Right.
And it will be so to the judgment.
Amen.
Come here and tell you something besides what God said,
Amen.
Let me be accursed.
Amen.
Don't listen to me.
Amen.
Run me out of here.
Yes.
Because when God said it, that's the way it is.
Amen.
How dare I try to change the gospel of
yes.
Jesus Christ to come telling you you don't have to live a holy life.
Amen.
We got together. We studied the Bible. We came up with a new understanding. And we now know that you don't have to live a holy life.
Amen.
Let me be accursed if I preach that. I cannot change the Word of God.
Yes.
The Word of God is not going to change because I think it ought to.
Yes.
It's not going to change because people get doctorate degrees in Bible study.
Amen.
Because they go to Bible colleges.
Yes.
And they get all these smart men together and they decide that's not what the gospel really means. That's not going to change the gospel.
No.
It is an everlasting gospel.
Yes.
God said it, and it is so.
Amen.
One of the definitions of gospel is Christ's teaching. There are many people today that tell you just accept Jesus Christ. Just believe on Him. Just accept Him as your personal Savior. But that's not accepting the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel is the teaching of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
It's not enough to say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I trust in Him for my salvation. That's not enough.
Amen.
I have to accept His teachings.
Yes.
His teachings have to come true in my life.
Yes.
I have
Amen.
To obey them.
Yes.
And then the everlasting gospel will work its work on me.
Amen. Amen.
The gospel is also called good news.
Amen.
Good news.
Yes.
I believe it's good news that
Amen.
A man can be saved from
yes.
sin.
Yes.
I was ashamed of my sin. I couldn't set myself free.
Amen.
I was tired. And all the good news came.
Praise the Lord.
That I could be free. I could be
Amen.
Cleaned up. I could start all over again
yes.
and have a new opportunity in life.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's good news tonight.
Amen.
I want to get that good news out to other people to realize they can do the same thing.
Yes.
In Nehemiah chapter 8, Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1 through 3. Would someone read, please?
And all the people gathered themselves together as one man came from the street that was before the water of the water gate. And this spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that were here with understanding of what the first days of the seventh month. Aniri Daring 4th Street, that was before the Watergate. From the morning until midday, the border the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
There were times in the history of God's people that the law was forgotten about.
Yes.
And maybe the scrolls were hidden away in the temple. And people would grow up not even knowing the law of God. But this was a time that they got back to the law of God. So the priests brought out the law of God and they began reading it to the people. Verse 4, and Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for that purpose. Verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, the people stood up. They had respect for the law of God. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And the people answered, Amen, Amen. Which means, let it be so. Let it be so. With lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Oh, part of the everlasting gospel is to give glory to God.
Yes.
To worship Him. To honor His word.
Amen.
I hope we have that tonight.
Yes.
Verse 8. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly. They read the law of God distinctly, clearly, so everyone could understand.
That's right.
In the scripture it says, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound,
yes,
who shall prepare himself to the battle?
Amen.
When we go proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to make it clear.
Amen.
We need to make holiness clear.
Yes.
We don't cover it up.
No.
We don't make it sound better than it is.
Amen.
We don't hide the whole part of the truth.
No.
Because we think someone won't receive it. But we need to give a clear reading of the law of God.
Yes.
The everlasting gospel must go out in its clarity.
Yes.
Otherwise, how can people prepare themselves?
Yes.
So they read the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, today is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Do you mean that God said that I'm not supposed to do that? Oh, I'm guilty. I'm guilty! And so they began weeping. Their understanding was opened up. They realized they had come short. But what did the priest say to them? They said, don't weep. And he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is repaired. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. This was a time to rejoice.
Amen.
That they were able to come back to an understanding of the law of God. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they understood the words that were declared unto them. I have been in foreign mission fields, and seen people that were so glad to hear the Word of God. They were so glad when their understanding was opened. Sometimes tears would come down their faces. Oh, the everlasting gospel. It is good news to people. It is good news that people can be delivered from sin. We ought to have a desire to go out and share this with people. I am so thankful for the good news of the gospel. Are you brokenhearted tonight? Has sorrow just overwhelmed you? I have good news tonight.
Yes.
A part of the gospel is that the brokenhearted can be healed.
Amen.
Luke chapter 4. Luke Luke 4:18, Jesus preached, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." That's good news to a person who has a broken heart. It's good news to somebody that's in bondage to drugs, that they can be set free. And someone that's in bondage to lust, that they can be delivered. Somebody who can't stop adultery, that they can be set free from that evil thing. Oh, thank the Lord for good news tonight. Whatever it is that's holding us in the chains of sin, the good news is it's still the everlasting gospel. Jesus preached it in His day, and it still is powerful and strong today. It's still delivering captives today and setting them free. Have you been set free tonight? Thank the Lord. Do you need healing in your heart tonight? In your life? A deep hurt that you've tried, you've talked to people, you've tried drink, you've tried different things, you tried music, and you can't heal it? The good news is the gospel tonight. That Jesus is still healing. It says in Isaiah 53:5, that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. Oh, what good news tonight. I believe God is still healing. I've seen it.
Amen.
Good news. And it's everlasting.
Yes.
It's not ending just because we live in modern times.
Amen.
Just because the world is wicked. The good news hasn't ended.
Amen.
It is an everlasting gospel.
Yes.
Jesus is still saving sinners.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
He's still healing bodies.
Yes.
I still believe in an old-time salvation that changes a man.
Yes.
There are people that aren't teaching that anymore. They're saying you just start changing when you accept Jesus. You just begin to change at that time. I don't believe that. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And he becomes a new man or a new woman. And people can look on their life and say that person is different. Something happened to them. I still believe in that kind of salvation. I don't believe this new gospel. It's telling people, oh, you just got to slowly try to change and finally become more like Christ. And just try to sin a little bit less each day. That is not the everlasting gospel. That's not what the disciples preach. That's not what Jesus died for. But the everlasting gospel is you can be set free from sin. Aren't you glad for good news? I'm glad for good news. You read the newspaper and it's full of bad news. I'm glad there's still some good news tonight. Thank the Lord that He's still working. There are people that need good news. There are people that are sick. There are people that are addicted to drugs. They're addicted to lives of sin. And they're needing good news. And each one of us here knows some people like that. And I want to encourage you, if you have the Lord, get out and share the good news with them. Go out and testify to that neighbor. The person that's treating you bad on the job. The person that keeps molesting you. That neighbor that's giving you trouble all the time. Instead of showing them something ugly, instead of doing them back something, I want to encourage you, share some good news and say, "Thank the Lord I got saved." So I want to let you know I love you. And I want to be a neighbor to you. Is there anything I can do to make things better? I tell you, that'd be some good news. There was a young man when I was in high school, and I hated him. And he hated me. And we treated each other wrong, but the Lord saved me. So I went to his house one day and he saw me when he opened the door and his face got dark. His face got that look on it. And I said, "I just want you to know I want you to forgive me." And his jaw dropped. And he didn't know what to say. It's good news. And he started apologizing to me. You know, that's a lot better news than what we have to each other.
Thank you, Lord.
People are being taught a false gospel today. They're being taught that you have to live in sin. That there's no deliverance in this life. They're being taught that Jesus quit. The healing stopped back with the apostles. That Jesus is still healing. They're being taught a lot of bad news in the churches today. That there's still good news. Jesus is saving. He is healing. He is filling people with the Holy Ghost. Giving them power in their lives. This is the everlasting gospel. Some people are being taught false things. Given false hopes. They're being taught you can die in your sins and then we'll pray you out of purgatory. They're being taught that you will finally be saved when you die. That's when you will be saved. False hopes. But I have good news. That in Christ Jesus, in this present world, you can live godly. In Christ Jesus, you can be free. You don't have to be under sin. You don't have to hope that somebody will pray you out of purgatory someday. But you can leave this life with a victory in your soul. You can leave with a peace in your heart. An assurance, I'm ready to meet the Lord. You can go out rejoicing. Thank the Lord for good news. It is such a beautiful message to be able to share this good news. Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Oh, what a beautiful thing to get out and share good news with people. That publisheth peace. That bringeth good tidings of good and publisheth salvation. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. What a beautiful thing. We have a song that says, I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. Do you know there are people out there today that have not yet heard the good news? That ought to give us a desire to want to get out there and share it with them. Oh, it ought to motivate us. There are people out there that are needing it, that are in trouble. We ought to want to get out there and share it with them. For there are some that have never heard, the song says. In 2 Timothy verse 4, God has given us a duty to do. If we know this good news, if the everlasting gospel has made a change in our lives, we have a duty to the world. 2 Timothy. Verse 4, chapter 4, and verse 1. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing in his kingdom. I charge thee. That means in the Greek, I earnestly charge you. I give you a responsibility to get out there and do something. Verse 2, preach the word. If God has called you to preach the word, I earnestly charge you. I lay that responsibility on you to get out there and share the good news with the hurting and dying world. Oh, what an important responsibility. I can't think of anything more important than the kingdom of God. Than to spend our life, our energy, our resources out spreading good news to people. I don't know of any more important ambition in life than that. And so I charge you, if God has called you to the ministry, to get out there and preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes we'll feel like it. Sometimes we won't. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. There will come a time that people don't want to hear the everlasting gospel anymore. They want to hear a new gospel. We heard about some new versions of the Bible. They want to read the new versions that sound better to them. But we still have the charge from the Word of God to get out there and preach the everlasting gospel. Even though people may not want to hear it. They may want to go on their downward road. But we still have a duty to their souls to tell them there's a better way. There's a holy way. You can be saved. You don't have to do that. The psalm says, go forth, ye messenger of light, led by the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Ghost leadership. I believe in the Holy Ghost selecting people to go out and share the everlasting gospel. I believe in the Holy Ghost leading the services. I believe in the Holy Ghost preaching the Word of God. Go forth, ye messengers of light, led by the Holy Ghost. Arrayed in garments clean and white. If we don't have our garments clean and white, our clothing, our robe of salvation, we might as well stay home. We better not go out trying to preach the gospel. And faithful at your post, O tell of Jesus' love to thee. Do you have a testimony? Did the Lord do something for you? Was He good to you? Then go out and tell other people about it. There are people that need to know. There are little children that grow up and their parents tell them, you're bad. I wish you were never born. You're worthless. And they need to hear that Jesus loves them. There are people that need that message tonight. There are people that are hurting. They come from broken homes. They never knew their daddy. And they need the love of Jesus in their hearts. There are people whose hearts are so full of hatred. They're so mean. They're so bitter. And they need someone out there to tell them Jesus loves you. Jesus can soften your heart. Jesus can help you forgive other people. Oh, tell of Jesus' love to thee, that all who hear may know His precious blood sets them free. That's the everlasting gospel. His blood can set them free and wash them white as snow. Go forth. If the Lord has called you to the ministry, go forth. Go. Don't be held back. Don't let other things hinder you. Go forth and break the living bread to every hungry soul. It's a hungry world out there. Hungry for love. Hungry for good news. Hungry for a little attention. Somebody to listen to them. Go forth and break the living bread to every hungry soul. And wake poor sinners from the dead. Their judgments on the cross. Oh, I see that is so important. I want to help wake up some souls. Judgment is coming. It's a part of the everlasting gospel. The judgment, the hour of His judgment has come. Wake up, eternal souls. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. To every creature. Oh, what an important job. More important than anything else in life. Be able to share this everlasting gospel. In Revelation 22 and 5, there shall be no night there, and they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. If we believe the everlasting gospel and lay it work in our lives, then we will be an everlasting people, and we will reign with the Lord in heaven forever and ever. Has the everlasting gospel reached you tonight? Has it worked a work in your heart? If not, I invite you tonight to come.
Amen.
And if it has, I urge you, go share that everlasting gospel with someone else. May the Lord bless each one.
Amen.